Airport security is trading in x-rays for CAT scanners. Canada is picking up its digital privacy standards. Why cars in 2026 will average 49 miles per gallon. And CodeJam 2022 competition is back for all you crazy coders. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 86. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Cy from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hello.
All right. Great to have you with us. You're also the Apple person. We're going to have some Apple stuff going on later on in the show, and it's good to have you here. We'd love to show some love and support from our expert technicians at the Perfection Auto Works. Now, I don't know about you, but we're in April right now, and the weather's starting to get a little bit warmer, so you might want to have your air conditioning checked out, and you want it to be working at its best. And how fun is it to drive a car without an AC? Has that ever happened to
you? Oh, I went way too many years with a Ford Aerostar with no AC. Not good in the summer.
Yeah, I've had to survive a summer without AC as well. It's not fun, but that was before I met Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, and that's why Perfection Auto Works offers the free 22-point inspection on your car, which includes parts relating to your air conditioning system. So give them a call for an appointment, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. So here are the tech news items that we have for this week. So airport security is trading in x-rays for CAT scanners on baggage. So here's a question. If you go into the airport security and you remove all your pockets, you know, you put them in the basin there, you remove your belt, you take off your shoes, you put your bags on the conveyor belt, and then you go through the body scanner. That's that thing where you put your hands up and the mm-hmm. wands go around you like that. When you come out of that, are you waiting for your bags or are your bags waiting for you? Which one is it?
Oh, gosh. It's been so long since I've traveled. Usually at that point, I'm probably waiting for my bags.
Waiting for your bags. Yes. So because of that, that is what the TSA is trying to do. They're trying to speed up the x-ray process. Sure. Right now, they're on this conveyor belt, and they're just looking at a screen, and if they want to look at something, they have to move the entire belt back and forth in order to get different angles on that. So what they're doing is they're going to put in some sort of CAT scanner that has like the ability to scan it more like in a 3D type mm-hmm. of form, more like a 3D type of x-ray. And that's what a CAT scan is. A CT stands for computed tomography, or a cut section, basically 3D x-ray. And now this does not refer to the body scanners. This is not for you are not being x-rayed at the airport. Your bags are.
Right.
So make sure you don't have anything alive or anything that's that shouldn't be x-rayed. Make sure that stuff gets taken out. So we can look forward to that. So hopefully maybe it'll be the bags that are waiting for you when you come out. But I've actually had the pleasure of traveling several times over the past couple of years, and that's something that I've noticed. Also, Canada is stepping up its digital privacy rights with a new bill. It's called C-11, and basically Canadians are the same as the rest of the world. They've been living their lives online for the past 2 years during COVID, and now they see the need to get a handle on how digital privacy works in their country. And they have this bill for C-11. It's under consideration by their parliament, and it's in an effort to regulate what happens and digital media, what digital media can and cannot do. So a lot of people don't know this, but Canada Now you're a developer, right? So Canada is often a software testing ground for a lot of pop culture due to the demographics and the lack of digital regulation there. For example, if you were to go to travel to Canada and download TikTok, and I'm using TikTok as an example because I know for a certainty TikTok does this. If you download it and if the app is able to detect where you are, what country you're in, it's going to download a different version mm-hmm. of TikTok. It's going to have the extra buttons, the extra developer buttons enabled. It's going to allow you to do more stuff that the rest of the world can't do. And they do that on purpose because they do want to have a testing ground before they release it to other markets.
Right.
And Canada, in many cases, often becomes the testing grounds for this. Now, that doesn't mean that it's more dangerous, but it just means that if you want your apps to do more interesting things, okay, plan a trip to Canada. Okay. And re-download all your apps. And
get extra buttons.
Yeah, you might get some extra buttons when you do that. And now, if it fails in Canada, obviously they're not going to release it to the rest of the other markets. But in the end, we hope that Canadians get suitable privacy. And I'm sure it's big for digital developers. They will actually focus their attention on maybe other groups for their beta testing if Canada ever, you know, hypes up their security. So we wish the best for everybody on that. Also, why new cars? Now, I want to spend a little bit more time on this one because we were discussing it before the show. And it's about the 2026 it has to do with fuel and energy and power. And basically, in 2026, new vehicles that are going to be coming off the assembly line are going to have an average of 49 miles per gallon rating. So you'll be able to go travel farther on 1 gallon of gas. And 49 miles per gallon, that's almost like a scooter or like a motorcycle
sure.
type of thing. So now, as well, what they're trying to eventually do is to phase out completely fossil fuel. And that year is supposed to be in 2030. So depending on what different types of news sources, the powers that be are putting a lot of pressure on the auto industries to make fossil fuels like completely phased out by 2030, which is in just 8 years. But just 4 years away in 2026, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, is proposing revised fuel economy standards for passenger cars and light trucks in the model years of 2024 to 2026. And this was also due to an executive order from President Biden on January 20th, 2021, where he had made this executive order to have this done. So here's the news sources are saying that they're trying to phase out internal combustion, but it may not necessarily be phasing out internal combustion. It's just the fossil fuels, the carbon emissions that are getting out. So I was listening to this TED Talk a couple of days ago. We were talking about before the show. So hydrogen, okay, comes from water. You can actually remove the hydrogen from water using a process called electrolysis, right? You apply a voltage into the water and it bubbles out these different gases where you could actually separate H2O from hydrogen and oxygen. Now, if you take just the hydrogen, you can actually find a way to have that liquefied and then use that as a fuel. So you just made fuel from water. And then when you ignite that with ambient oxygen, the off gas or the exhaust that comes off of that is water. It returns back to its state, but you still get a bang out of that.
Right.
You still get energy that comes out of that. So the idea is if hydrogen can be refined, you know, we have these gasoline refineries. I think we have some huge refinery right here in Tucson, right, where they're blowing off gases over there.
Could be. I grew up in an area that was full of oil and gas refineries down the coast of Texas.
Okay, so those types of refineries they would change. Instead of refining crude oils, they would be refining water. They would have a stream of water coming in. They would apply electrolysis to that. They would liquefy hydrogen, and then it would be liquid hydrogen being put into trucks and other things being transported. But you brought that up to my attention, you know, before the show. We could transport them by using the Hindenburg.
Sure. Right? Well, liquid hydrogen is very dangerous, and although it's also speculatively a potentially good space fuel. That was, you know, the idea of finding water in space makes it easier to create that same fuel to use for space travel. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to spend the enormous amount of cost and energy getting fuel off of the Earth and out of the Earth's gravity well up to space stations or ships that dock there.
That's right. And rockets already use this type of fuel. They mm-hmm. already use liquefied hydrogen and liquefied oxygen as well.
Mm-hmm.
So oxygen can also be liquefied. And the reason why they have to do that is because there's not enough oxygen in the immediate area during a blast off of a rocket. So they need to introduce oxygen into that system for
ignition.
Combustion.
Yeah.
Yeah. To ignition to even get that thing off the ground. So it sounds good. But, you know, in order to make it mainstream, more of the cars will have to be retrofitted to now accept hydrogen into the combustion chamber instead of gas. And the refineries that turn the water into liquid hydrogen would have to be powered with solar energy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you add solar into the equation, now it's solar power that's powering the refineries, making water into the hydrogen. Hydrogen then goes into the cars. The cars burn that off, and then you end up with water emissions, which sounds great, but the only problem is how terrifyingly dangerous
liquid hydrogen is.
So if we can just find a way to just not have another Hindenburg and not, you know, and train people to how the proper way to handle, because, you know, gasoline is dangerous too.
Sure.
You know, not as dangerous.
It's a risk we've learned to accept.
And yes.
If we figure out how the right way to accept a liquid hydrogen risk, then we have something to.
There we go.
That's something to think about.
And that's my friends, is how we make zero carbon emissions. Nobody seems to be talking about that. Maybe this is the reason why. So, all right. But we're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history this week, and how we can get into the coding competition. This is the Computer Doctor Show.
Hey, I really appreciate you giving me a ride. I owe you a lunch. Hey, what are you doing, man?
Hey, man, it's $9.95 oil change. I can't pass that up.
You just had your oil changed last week.
Don't matter. It's $9.95. Are you crazy?
No, you're crazy. You know why? Let me tell you about this place. Look at the kid coming out to the car here. He's got zits and he's in high school. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Come on, it's a quickie, jerky lube service.
Look at these cans. 29 weight. Cheap oil. It's cheap crap.
Now you're gonna have to leave, mister. He's one of our finest customers.
Shut up, Zip.
I can't take it
Dude,
anymore.
Stop it and act like a man. You need help, man. I'm gonna call the hotline.
Hey, Perfection, we got a stat for you. We're coming right over.
Hey, let me guess. Another jerky lube addict, huh? All right, step aside.
No, man, don't do
Clear.
It.
You guys rock! You guys changed my life because of Expert Auto Repair, man.
This is what we do at Perfection Auto Works. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Si, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, April is full of great shows. Starting next week, we have three matinees for a very special show that's very kid-friendly, that is Easter-themed, called Rabbit Hood. It's at 1 o'clock on April 9th, 10th, and 16th. And it is interactive theater, so the kids get to be a part of the show. So if you've got kids in your life who might be interested in being a part of a fun show, take a look at Rabbit Hood. We've also, of course, got a free show on April 5th, this coming Tuesday, for Arizona Gives Day. We are a 501c3 nonprofit theater, and that's part of our fundraising efforts for the year. So if you've ever wanted to see what an Unscrewed Theater show is like, come out to that for free and get a taste of it. And then we've got our regular shows, Family Friendly, every Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Uncensored on the second and fourth Saturdays at 9 o'clock, and Comic Books every third Saturday at 6.
All right. And to get there, we go to unscrewedtheater.org.
Yep.
All right. And that was actually designed by our very own Si.
True.
All right. Excellent. So here are our science and tech history news for this week. Si, why don't you read it off?
Absolutely. On April 1st, 1960, that's 62 years ago, the very first weather satellite launched.
Weather satellite, and we're so happy about that, because without the weather, what would we do?
I'll tell you what, a lot of those weather satellites are a lot of fun to follow on Twitter. That sounds weird to say that, but it's true. I follow several of them. I'm a bit of a weather junkie, and it's fun to follow that, like NWS Tucson, National Weather Service Tucson. They do lots of beautiful photos from those weather satellites.
Oh, they take pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
That's kind of their job. But they post them to their Twitter feed, and you can find the different regional ones that are fun to follow.
Okay. You can be like your own meteorologist.
Exactly.
So in case you don't trust the weather people. In the
or just want to see what it really looks like from a hurricane from 100 miles up.
Gotcha. All right.
Then on April 1st, 1976, which is 46 years ago, Apple was founded.
So, Apple?
Yep. Apple Computers, Inc., founded by college dropouts Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. They brought to this new company a vision of changing the way people viewed computers, and one could argue they pulled that off.
That makes me a little bit sad, because I'm a college graduate, which means I'm probably not going to
I'm never going to become a multi-billion dollar computer mogul. Sorry.
Is that like the going theme with all these success stories?
Well, certainly a lot of the big celebrated celebrities of the computer world, part of their charm was, and I never graduated from college.
But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to achieve those goals.
True.
Because there's lots of cases where people have graduated college and they have done some wonderful, amazing things. Including myself, I like to think that I've done some amazing things.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. What else we have?
Well, April 3rd, 1973, which is 49 years ago, the very first cell phone was released. It was called a Dynatac 8000X. One wonders what the 7000X was if it wasn't a cell phone. And it was about the size of a casserole dish, and it had a talk time of a whole 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then took 10 hours to recharge to get another 30 minutes. And it cost $3,995.
That's about, you can get about four iPhones, like four brand new iPhones for that much.
Well, and ultimately you got to wonder what it cost to have a plan.
That's right. I haven't thought about that. Well, there were no plans.
Yeah, there were no plans. There was just one cell phone.
And what was the name of the network? That was actually called a 1G network.
Yep.
That was
just a G.
It was 1G, and there were no networks at the time. And that was obviously during the time where you would actually have actual minutes.
Right.
Are there
still plans that limit, well, they limit data now. They don't limit talk time as much.
Yeah, well, at least not in the United States.
Right.
In other countries,
you still have to get a phone card and so on.
Yes. Well, third world countries where they still have their systems, they're still putting up stuff on there.
Yep.
And some of them might still have the brick phone, which is what this was, right?
Exactly. Very much.
So places like that, they may still have limitations on talk time. I remember when I was a kid, it was 15 minutes of time, but it was like this crazy deal where I got a huge discount, but I was only given 15 minutes of peak time
talk. Right.
But yeah, if I wanted to talk at length with anybody, I had to wait till after 7 o'clock.
Exactly. And it's so funny to think how completely conversant we were with that. It would roll over the concept of rollover minutes and peak time and off hours and be like, I'll call you after 9 because it's free. And
yeah.
And here just a mere few years later, and we've completely forgotten all of that math we used to have to do in our head to talk on a cell phone.
let's see. Should I make that call or am I up on my minutes?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I'll do the final one. April 4th, 1975. Yep. 47 years ago, which is 1 year longer than the Apple, Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen.
Okay. Now, it's interesting that Apple was founded first.
Mm. Microsoft was founded first
but, on April 4th.
Yep.
And then
1 year later.
Exactly, just shy of 3 days, but mm-hmm. 1 year mm-hmm. later, Apple was founded.
Yeah.
So what is it about, April and interesting technology finds being him. Maybe Charles has the answer. He's on line one with us. Hey, Charles, how are you?
April showers bring May tech companies.
That's right.
Hey, that original phone was 1C, not 1G. In Tucson, there were two companies. There was a Bell company, and there was Metro Mobile were the first two cell phones. And the cell phones were a flat 25 cents a minute.
There you go. Yeah.
25 cents a minute. Wait, yep. So that was about the same price as a phone booth, right?
Sure.
Because you would have to throw in a quarter
well,
in.
Well, plus the $4,000 to buy the phone.
The phone booth was just a quarter, and you could talk as long as you wanted on a landline.
Yeah.
But the cell phone was 25 cents a minute, and they had two phone numbers. The 349 prefix, you paid for the incoming call. The 449 prefix, the caller paid for the call. It was an interesting circumstance.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I guess it really comes down to the year also, because the times that I've had to use a phone booth, okay, I would put a quarter in, and then within 3 minutes, the operator would be coming in.
Were you making long distance calls?
No, they were
outside
local.
Fair enough.
Local calls.
Yeah. That would depend on the company that ran the phone booth, whether it was an AT&T booth or someone else.
Yeah. Well,
if it was a contract phone booth, they may have put a time limit on it. It may indeed have had a cellular connection.
Exactly.
In the times, because you're of an age where it would have been a newer phone, whereas the ones I was of the age, we're talking 1992 or 3 or 4 or so in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks
a
lot.
Metro Mobile.
Thanks a lot, Charles, for that information.
I was an agent for those for a while.
Oh, nice.
All right. Ah,
nice.
That's how you know.
Yep. All right. I think my first cell phone in town was on Cellular One, which then became Altel, which then became Verizon.
Oh, boy. Those places are still around. Okay, one more thing before we have to wrap up. Code Jam, that's Code Jam 2022. Competition is back. Every year, Google sponsors a coding developer competition. This year, it's the 19th annual competition this year. Basically, it's competitors that are getting together from around the world, tackling algorithmic challenges designed by Google engineers. So if you are a person that wants to be a coder, you can just Google the Code Jam 2022. And if you're somebody that's looking for coders, you can always look at the finals that's going to be live streamed in, I believe, August. So before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway, and Craig Croft for your free 26-point inspection. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 86. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Cy was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. And always, don't click unverified links in emails and text messages. Use a password manager, enable two-factor authentication, verify all incoming and outgoing calls, back up your system to the cloud. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted new episodes every Tuesday. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights.
If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.